You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
COVID-19 and the lockdowns have introduced an interesting element in how criminality has unfolded over the period. It seems like criminals have moved from the streets to the virtual corridors with the decline in contact crime last year, but a soaring or a jumping in digital or virtual crime. And I'm speaking specifically about digital banking fraud, which jumped 33%. According to the South African Banking Risk Information Center, and they're expecting things to get worse as we move further into the digital economy. We've got Nichelle Mewalal, who is the CEO of Sabric, joining us for the story. Nichelle, thanks so much for your time. So the cyber criminals got real busy, I see. What was their modus operandi?
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all of the listeners. Yes, certainly digital crime is up, and digital crime really comprises of, the stuff that goes on online, on app, and on phones. And the stuff that had been driving these types of crimes going upwards, naturally there were a higher number of transactions that would give rise to more incidents. I'm pretty sure that your listeners are aware that there's been an onslaught of phishing and vishing and smishing exercises, and, data breaches have certainly contributed to people's information being out there and being used to impersonate their identities and accessing accounts. And then certainly SIM swaps have played a massive role in driving, mobile application fraud. So that's where the three key drivers are in terms of digital crime.
With this information, how has the industry responded to protect consumers?
Well, certainly the stuff that has been working behind the scenes is that Sabric and its members have developed new protocols on how we go about managing data breaches across the industry. There's greater collaboration between the banks in sharing the details behind incidents. And then certainly when there are events that arise, data is being shared across the industry so that all banks have access to the data so that steps can be taken to protect customers. I think behind the scenes, there's a lot of work being done by the banks to improve the technology and improve authentication processes. So certainly it's a combination of factors that makes keeping the customer safer an industry-wide practice rather than certain banks being able to be far more superior than others.
So are you expecting the patterns of criminality that did emerge under the lockdowns to continue as we go forward, or are you expecting us to revert to how things used to be?
The lockdown and the implementation, specifically the implementation of the Disaster Management Act, has been something quite unprecedented. And, you don't really find events that so significantly changed the human behavior, which will then directly impact the way crimes take place. So certainly, we don't think it's just the lockdown that's going to shape this. We think that as the world progresses into a more digital way of engagement, there's going to be a shift from the conventional, hardcore types of crime that we are used to the more online types of cyber criminality and data criminality that we're seeing. That's going to influence the type of risks we face and customers face.
Then what is your message to consumers? It sounds like many of us were easy targets over this period.
Yes, well, I think there's a couple of things. The first one we really want to drive home is that we need to really start paying attention to cyber crimes and especially data breaches. Because like you just said, South Africa is a bit of a soft target. We have very limited skills and capacity, and it's very expensive to be able to deal with this type of issue. And there's very limited investment in the literacy and the awareness, recruiting suitable individuals, and putting in, systems and technologies. So, be on the lookout for this type of event and an escalation of the events. And really, in terms of tips for what listeners out there should be paying attention to, our focus is going to be around talking about phishing, bishing, and smishing. These are the three attack vectors that are really doing damage to banking customers and our citizens out there. Last year, there was in excess of 1 million attacks in South Africa. So, never respond to spam. because criminals are actually keeping record of who's doing these things. Always check your links before you you got to click it or pedestal. Don't click it. You know, don't rush or panic react. Keep your browsers and operating systems up to date, and you know, use spam filters and you know, antivirus software to make sure you're safe when you're on the internet.
Oh, Nishal, please can you just explain those three terms for us and their differences?
Sure. So phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is the act when an individual, they use the email communication system to entice you to click a link, and then they use email communication to get you to hand over your information. That's phishing. Vishing with a V should be taken by voice. And more often than not, these are people calling you, telling you they're selling a product on behalf of somebody, or they're the bank's fraud center, and then they're trying to solicit and give you scenarios that would let you tell them your personal information over the phone. And then smishing is SMSs, where they would send you SMSs, you know, please contact your bank urgently, you need to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or, you know, we have noted fraud on your account. Please punch in X, Y, and Z. And so these are the three techniques used: SMS, voice, and online via phishing.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much for that clarity. I see also there was a divergence between debit card fraud, which rose significantly, and credit card fraud,
yes,
which was lower. Can you explain that for us?
That's a very interesting phenomenon. You know, what we've noticed is that individuals during lockdown tended to, instead of extending themselves with more credit and making more purchases using credit cards, there was an escalation in the number of debit card transactions that took place. And as you know, debit card requires you to actually have, you know, your own money in that account, whereas a credit would be credit extended by the bank. So we found more debit card transactions taking place during lockdown than the traditional number of transactions that took place. And certainly the effects of phishing and vishing resulted in people giving up that information. And so the debit cards were the attack vector in these instances, pushing up debit cards in South Africa by 22% and globally by 26.5%.
And the explosion of the ATMs, those incidences rising 20%, was that the riots?
No. Look, interestingly enough, ATM attacks came down by 22%. And this is in line with the trends that we've seen when it comes to things like contact crime. You know, associated robberies came down by 24%. There were fewer people moving around. There were less opportunities, lockdowns. You know, reduce the number of opportunities that exist for people to be robbed while drawing money at ATMs or making deposits. The same with ATM attacks. Fewer people are around. And the other one was that, you know, banks have introduced monitoring mechanisms, so there were fewer grinder attacks. But certainly when grinders go down, you get explosives going up. So the number of explosive attacks increased. But certainly overall ATM attacks were down by 22%.
I find it so interesting. I mean, the extent that people will go just, you know, to get money in ill-gotten ways. But nonetheless, thanks for giving us the stats and also informing us on how we can protect ourselves further in this digital economy that we're pushing further into. Nishal Mewalal, the CEO of Sabric.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.